Third week, seventh day, sacred secrets. When we try to tell our friends in what we think is plain, simple language that a very beautiful and helpful spiritual experience has come to us, we are probably trying to explain something which they have no precedent for understanding. Each time we tell our secret to another person, we drain off some of its power. Friends and enemies alike may think we are showing off, indeed. Sometimes we are. One of the hardest of crosses to bear when dealing with sacred matters is a simple admonition to keep our mouths shut. When one has such an experience, it is an adventure in a new land, involving the use of a new language if we are to go very far. The words we use to explain it may be the same words we used before, but now they take an entirely new meaning for us. Jesus told us to erase ourselves so completely out of the picture through secrecy and anonymity that our right hand shall not see what the left hand is doing. If in longing to share our great blessing, we desire to bring a blessing of renewed faith to another, there is one way only to achieve this. Let the still small voice of God speak within our hearts the words of guidance, which will give us the authority to tell whatever will be most helpful. Resting in this inner stillness, in the center of His power, we discover all truth strain into perfectly adjusted and harmonious relationships. Divested of self, we become like conscious, which echo the music of the ocean's flow and tell secrets of love to the listening ear. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 2. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee.